It's music by Lo Shin, who was very much in this same studio not so long ago. Vocals by Makadzi and Lioness Ratang. We also checked out Stormzy and Oxlade with Hide and Seek. Ayana also on the vocals. And then a good old favorite of ours, Officially Missing You by Tamia.
Fresh FM, where the hits blossom, on 102.9, Namibia's heart and soul. Spring cleaning? Fresh FM has the right soundtrack with the freshest hits on 102.9.
So, before the World Cup, in a game between South Africa and New Zealand. That was a legendary game, by the way. Mm. In the 46th minute, the Bokke launched 7 forwards onto the field, basically replacing their whole forward pact. Okay, now this was actually the first time that this has ever happened in the history of world rugby. And this was definitely frowned upon by a lot of people. And you might also have heard of the incident. You might have even witnessed it yourself. Why exactly was it frowned upon? Could this be something Namibia could actually do against the All Blacks tomorrow evening?
Hmm. That will be something.
You're right.
Let's hear from OC Geraldine Lowe, the captain of the Trasco United Bokkies.
Yepo.
Yepo.
Hi everybody, my name is Geraldine and I do play for Trasco United women's team. For the bomb squad, that the Springboks came up against New Zealand, I think personally that is a dream come true for many teams in this world, to be able to have a freshly 7 upfront players in your second half is one of the dreams come true. I mean, those players that came up as the bomb squad are equally having the strength as the one with the starting lineup. I think personally this was well thought by the coaches and the staff to bring up 7 fresh players against New Zealand was one in the first in many years. I think it's an absolutely good idea to have. For the Namibian team to have a bomb squad like that will be a big dream come true for us. But we will have to work very hard against New Zealand for this game, and I do hope the boys make it through.
You know what, Nashekwan? Do you hear the excitement in her voice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like...
Yeah.
Like, there's no coach...
Yeah.
Right, in this world that wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, and also no other coach has had... You know what? No other coach has been bold enough. Because you don't know whether that's actually going to work in your favor or not.
Or not. You know what I mean? So Niba Nara with his tactics with Rassie Rasmus was crazy. We also have a Joe Blom that went a little bit technical with the rules for us. Have a listen.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Chikwan.
Good
Wonderful
morning.
Thursday morning. This morning, we're speaking about the bench. The split on the bench. We saw when the Boks were playing England in a World Cup warm-up match, they had a 7-1 split. The 7-1 split meaning 7 forwards and 1 backline player. Initially, they had a 6-2, but Vali Leroux got injured in the warm-up, so they call on Kwagga Smit. Why they call on Kwagga? Because Kwagga can play in the backline as well. He's a specialist sevens player, so they used him. But what happened was, in the 46th minute, Rassie did something that was never done before in world rugby. He put on all 7 of that forward players at once, and the rest, you know, is history.
So it's 7.
It was total domination
from
that pack of forwards from South Africa, and the world rugby was buzzing about why they did it, but there's no rule preventing them from doing
from
it.
Doing
there's
so.
No rule in world rugby that determine how your split must be. There's no rule in world rugby that say you must have a certain amount of forwards, you must have a certain amount of backs,
and you can't
on
change
the bench.
And
it's
you can't
all
change,
up
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
But tomorrow night against New Zealand, we have a 6-2 split. We have a 6-2 split, 6 forwards and 2 backline players.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, if you can go the first half without injuries and if there's no fatigue, if everything goes to plan and we can go up to the 50th minute, nothing is preventing us to put all 6 of those forwards on at once. Mm. Just like the box did. We can do it.
Yeah.
But every coach has his own way of doing it. He's got a pre-planned technical plan that he wants to execute during the game. So
sure.
I don't think that's going to happen, that Alistair is going to put on all 6 players at once. But there's no rule preventing us from doing it, NSK and Chikwan.
Mm.
So hopefully Hopefully we can have a good game against New Zealand.
Absolutely.
But I think after this World Cup, World Rugby is definitely going to look into that bench split. I think it has been discussed. It's one of the rules that they are going to look at.
Because why?
The European guys are crying foul. The main reason is they are a little bit scared that those box are going to do it against them once they meet up in the World Cup.
So, first of all, it's not illegal to do it.
It's not illegal to do it.
And you also can't argue that it's against the spirit of the game.
No, absolutely
because
not.
Because it's only one side that is complaining about what happened.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Southern Hemisphere is not complaining.
Mm-hmm.
We thrived. South Africa milled New Zealand.
No, that game. Yo. Wasn't that the same game where I don't remember the player's name, but where he kind of took this guy and shook him?
Oh, Eben Etzebeth. Eben Etzebeth does that all the time. Oh. that's just Eben being Eben.
Oh, okay.
It's even Faf that worked together.
Yeah, no, Faf is... I mean, Faf is like a little Kevin Hart.
Yeah. So
Faf is basically... Eugene was our Faf. Eugene Yankees is his Eugene, but what I'm just trying to give you a little bit of context.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because I did also see, you know what, partner, I have to say this. There was a clip that was released. You can also see it on the Namibia Rugby Instagram page, right?
Okay.
Where Johan Daisel, where he scored a try against New Zealand this one time.
Yes. The last World Cup, yeah.
But you know what? Yes, Johan, we love you so much. Pay attention to Eugene. Pay attention to you,
in the clip.
I watched it like 50 times.
Actually, I'm going to go check it out now. I'm going to go check it out. Thank you so much to Geraldine and to Joe Blom
for
always availing yourselves for this commentary, all right?
Yeah.
Will Alistair do it? We don't know.
Shoot.
He must just do it. Okay, fine. It's a 6-2 split right on the bench. Put all six in at one time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we don't get any injuries in the first half where we, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But
that
would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can have some sort of chance whatsoever against New Zealand. It's 9:25. Speaking of rugby, when we get back, instant noodles by Pastor Polana will make sure that we have some rugby news. Stick around.
Touch. Whoa.